Super thick woolen socks. Bah! Or your feet don't have to ache from fatigue. Whether you stand all day, or walk long distances, or shuffle, or jog, or dance with dumbbells. Whether you go camping, hiking, fishing, hunting, or are on the run from the law, if you feel that your feet are tired or achy all around and throughout, or even just downright cranky, then thick woolen socks are for you. They don't have to be made out of real wool, but they have to be super thick. So thick, in fact, that you will absolutely need a pair of both wide and bigger size shoes. Oh yes. They have to be of the wide variety, and maybe even two sizes larger. And you will need to bring your thick socks to the store with you to make sure that your new shoes are big enough and that they fit a-okay. You can find such socks in the local hunting aisle or store. The socks over at the camping aisle may not be thick enough. Search for winter socks for large, fat cat sissy hunters that spend hours up in the trees just to drink beer high up there and complain about their hemorrhoids. Always adding how they do all the work around the house. Don't just think piggies in a blanket. Think about the poor piggy that went to the market, slowly and peacefully roasting over an open fire. Poor thing. I don't know why this works, but there is some evidence that it really does. That evidence is with long-distance hikers. They don't just wear thick socks to protect their feet from their shoes or blisters. They wear them to somewhat heat up their feet so that they don't get that overall fatigue and achiness after 10 or 15 miles. Many hikers may not actually realize that. It just makes sense to wear thick socks with angry shoes. And you know what? Many hikers may need to rest all too frequently or set up camp way too soon because their socks, however thick they may seem to them, are not actually powerful, thick winter socks meant for cold snow. The only other piece of evidence I can think of are neoprene belts sold as weight loss remedies. They only help you lose water, and you need to stay hydrated, so they're no good for weight loss. But the neoprene belt works very well for an achy back. It is so warm that it will make you sweat. But even tight back muscles will feel more flexible. Lastly, you might have noticed that athletes warm up before their exercise. They do cardio and lift their body temperature to become more flexible. It is much less likely that you will catch a muscle off guard that way. In fact, when people go to the gym and skip the warm-up thinking that they're not that advanced yet, they may actually trick themselves that the gym is not for them, that they are too achy or old. Yeah, the shoes will look pretty funny when not actually hiking. But, you know, the socks really are good medicine, and you won't regret having them, especially when winter comes around. It is always the feet that seem to complain first. This sock poem has been brought to you by the Royal Society of Warm People and Silly Sock Puppets. Always consult your doctor before putting your piggies in a blanket, even if just to remind them of the Hippocratic Oath and that prevention is preferred to treatment.